Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Starting out the show with a banger, Solana. Come on.
All-time banger.
This is an all-time banger.
In your time.
Yes, well, my time banger.
Your time banger.
This is a my time banger. Oh, crank this up, Solana. Come on, we're going to do this right today, Crowder.
There's no stopping us. No stopping. No one does it better.
I'm back up. Let me be back up.
All-time banger.
You're the lead.
Yeah, Solana.
I love Tom and Jerry.
Is this for Chris Drieger? Is this song for Chris Drieger? No one does it better.
Hey, just all of us. It's the Marlins. 14 runs. Nobody's stopping the Marlins anymore.
Nobody stops them.
Nobody's stopping the Panthers when Drieger's in there.
Nobody stops them.
And other than
Frank
the Suns.
Frank Vetrano. I defy you to stop Frank Vetrano in overtime.
Other than the Suns, nobody's stopping the Heat either.
They have no problem stopping the Heat. Suns have no problem stopping the Heat. Crank it up, Solana. Come on.
No one does it better than Drieger. Oh, Bobrovsky. No, there's no stopping Panthers. No stopping. No one stops Adam. What's the dude's name from the Marlins? Adam. No, he had a great game last night. No one knows?
Greg.
Greg Cooper. The dude had an unbelievable game last night. It was like a record-setting game last night. Nobody knows his name. Adam Duvall.
Oh, Doovie.
He had two home runs last night and drove in seven runs. Did you guys not see any of this Marlins game?
Yes. Adam Duvall, Hawk. That's his name.
Yeah. No stopping Adam Duvall. All right, I got to give the code word here. Great start to the show. Let's see if you can keep that up all show long, Solana.
Uh-oh. You know you can't put pressure on Solana like that.
I know. And you know what happens when we inflate his ego by saying he did something well? He just ejects at that point because he's like, all right, I did my job here. He's like,
good start.
You know, you'd be a terrible surgeon, right? Because he would get... Well, I've opened up the chest cavity. Oh, you opened that up perfectly, Dr. Solana. And he's like, yeah, all right, I did it. They're like, doctor, the chest cavity is wide open, though. Yes, and did you see how well I opened it, according to Dr. Metzger?
See y'all tomorrow.
But you have to do the rest. All right, let's give away some money. We're giving away Joe's Dough if you're listening to us on 560. Leroy's Loot if you're listening on 790. And if you're listening on the Odyssey app, it doesn't really matter. You just text it in at your leisure. Text the word destiny to 72881. That's the word destiny to 72881. And you could win $1,000. Text the word destiny right now to 72881. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. Text the word destiny to 72881 right now. No joke, Crowder. That Chris Drieger save last night was one of the best saves I've ever seen in the NHL.
Oh my goodness! With the stick, and then he jumped on it like a little like a little crazy cat, bro. I loved it.
The puck is just floating past the line, and he whips that stick around, and just an unbelievable save, which ended up saving the game because it allowed it to get to overtime, and that's where the Panthers won, and that's where Solana won. So I didn't tell you our other bet last night, Solana. We had a losing night last night, me and Crowder. You had a winning night. We had a losing night. We bet the Marlins and Braves there would be no score after one inning. And Pablo Lopez gave up a two-run ding-dong in the bottom of the first, and there went our bet. So we started the night out a loser, but then we had another bet last night. We had the Panthers straight up to win. And Solana jumped in on that bet. Solana's been on a hot streak. And sure enough, that was a winner. So Solana had a good night gambling, and we had a push night. But with the VIG, we lost a couple of dollars. So.
Well, what are you gonna let's do? Not do that anymore. That first
that was a dumb bet. That was like a scratch-off lottery ticket, which is fun every now and then. You know, it's too hard to gamble on an entire baseball game. You got to sit there 3-4 hours, watch the game. You know, you do just the first inning. It's a scratch-off. Fun as hell.
It's just like scratch-offs. Fun if you scratch 3 sevens.
Right.
But if you just wasted
hell
your 10
you
bucks
don't.
And got
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So is what it is. Do you have the Chris Drieger save as called by our friend Steve Goldstein on Bally Sports Florida?
Stars keep in. Here's a chance. Drieger the save. And did Drieger save it? He reaches back and keeps it out of the net. That puck was going in, and Chris Drieger recovered and keeps the game tied at 2. Inches away. Yeah.
Inches away, for real. Was. Like, that was no joke. And Goldie, that's a great call for someone that's watching it on TV like we are. Because remember, he's not there. It's a road game, so he's just watching it on TV from the Bally Sports Studios. And he had, like, it was so, I was so impressed with that call because he couldn't believe, like, did he just prevent that from going in? Like, it's impossible. We all saw the puck. There was no one around it. It was a crazy save. So well done,
mad.
Chris Drieger.
I was mad because? For 3 seconds. I thought the puck
because
went
you thought
in
it was in. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I thought he just slapped it out. Okay. They're going to review it or whatever. Oh no, he saved that damn puck. Oh yeah. And then you got jacked up.
I was too. I was mad. I thought the puck dribbled in. All right, Solana, let's get some headlines here. Alejandro Solana with headlines.
Some unfortunate news today, guys.
Today, and we will celebrate it, today is the 1-year anniversary of Solana's sad sports update. Today, we will celebrate it. We will relive it together. Today is the anniversary of Solana's sad sports update. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, you're going to learn. That's excellent.
You guys Solana. Have any peas hanging around just in case for later?
No inhaling of peas during today's show.
Did someone say inhale?
Yeah, I got to work on that.
The Marlins.
You're nasty, Bill. You just nasty.
I know. Mike Clinton's not getting any better. Mike Clinton's not getting any better. I might have to go to Ronald Reagan.
Who's that?
I've been working on this for 40 years. 45 years. That's not good either.
That's Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, that was Ronald Reagan.
So Ronald Reagan is Whisper Hawk. Bill Clinton is Raspy Voice Hawk.
You guys don't remember Reagan at all, do you?
No.
Who's that?
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Oh, my God. Don't get old. That's what I always tell young people. Don't get old.
Was that Watergate?
Nixon. That's before my time, even.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Huh? Huh? One guy who gets that, Rick and Davey. That's the audience I'm performing for right now. Rick and Davey.
I heard Whisper Hawk. Because all I heard was Whisper Hawk.
All right, go ahead with the headline. So long.
What a coincidence you bring up Rick and Davey. We're just 15 days away from the NFL draft. You know, Rick and Davey throws the best draft party of all time.
Yeah, I've heard. Did you go to that?
No, I just couldn't make it. I couldn't make
Crowder,
it.
Crowder, you went to
ago.
Rick and Davey's draft party?
No, something came up.
Yeah. We had that thing, life. Crowder. We had that thing.
Yeah. Me and Solana were together at that thing.
Anyway.
All right. What do you got, Solana?
The Braves lost to the Marlins last night. 14-8.
Someone wants to know how my Abe Lincoln impression is. I'm going way back now. You can't prove if it's good or bad because there's no audio. All right. What do you got, Solana?
14-8 was the final score yesterday. The Marlins brought their bats. They brought the bats. They had their ribbies. They had the monster dongs. They had it all working yesterday. Our guy Adam Duvall had a monster night.
We're just spurting out baseball terms. They brought their bats. There were ribbies, dongs, runs scored. There was a rosin bag. People were in the on-deck circle.
Rosin bag.
For those of you that were keeping score at home like myself, Todd Hollinsworth did not mention even Stevens on the broadcast last night.
All right. We thought that he might. Did you see what Todd Hollinsworth was wearing, though?
I did not.
No.
Oh, did he look sharp, man. They're not wearing ties anymore in the broadcast. He had a blazer, and it was almost like a herringbone blazer and an unbuttoned shirt. He was looking good last night.
Got to let him know. Text him, man. Let him know.
Yeah, you know what? I should have.
Is he challenging Jason Jackson for best dressed on Bally Sports? Like, that may be what he's doing.
I mean, it was a vibe. He was working a vibe last night. I mean, Jack still does it.
The Marlins will play the Braves tonight in Atlanta, game 3 of their 4-game series. Tonight is a 7:20 p.m. first pitch. Tomorrow is a 12:20 p.m. first pitch, around noon. I'll get the exact time at 3 p.m., but just a heads up for everybody. Tomorrow will be a noon first pitch, but tonight, 7:20 p.m., Nick Nieder will pitch for the Marlins.
Perfect.
The Panthers coming off their 3-2 victory in overtime yesterday. They'll play two straight versus the Tampa Bay Lightning beginning tomorrow, 7 p.m.
I just like all the texts. It sounds more like you're half bad, half man.
Well,
somebody says your Ronald Reagan sounds like Steven Seagal. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. It takes me 40 or 50 years to get it down pat, but when I do, look out.
Wake me when you're ready. Goodness gracious.
Did you say down pat or pat down?
Punch, bro, the punchlines are on point. just get the voice down. Goodness.
The Heat, they were losers in Phoenix last night. 20-point loss, 106-86. The good news, though, looking for good news, Jimmy Butler appeared to be okay after that scary fall. Looked like he says he rolled his ankle, but it didn't look like he rolled his ankle in the replay.
And he came back in. So
yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Somebody texts in, the Suns are a hoax. Trust me. Come playoffs, they're one and done. I don't think so, man.
No. I watched it.
I don't think so.
The Clippers beat. I brought the game up yesterday. Like, I watched that Clippers game. Bro, they can compete. And then Ayton, like, what happened last night with the big boy, the seven-footer? I'm terrified of seven-footers now. You give me a guy over 7 feet on the other team, I am scared. I don't give a damn who it is. It can be Bol Bol. I'm scared.
Yeah, I think they're a good team. I don't think they're a fraud.
You taking them in a series over both L.A. teams healthy, though?
No. I certainly not over the Lakers. Man, I have a tough time buying into the Clippers. I mean, just I'm yeah, I think Phoenix will give the Clippers a good series. I think if the Lakers are healthy, man, they're going to be tough to beat in the West.
Yeah.
Especially because LeBron and AD are getting all this rest right now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're getting rest at the perfect time, I think.
I'll take them over the Clippers, but I'm with you, Hawk. No chance they beat the Lakers.
Yeah.
What scares me is they're just such a young team, and they shoot so many three-pointers. Like, last night, at one point, I think other than their five shots, like, their first 30 attempts were behind the three-point line. Like, in the playoffs, if you're not making your threes and you struggle to get points down low or the mid-range, like, you're not beating the Lakers or the Clippers. But that team is legit. Like, there's no doubt that team is legit.
Oh, they're legit. They're not a fraud. Like, the Atlanta Hawks a few years ago, we kind of knew they were a fraud. I think some people would tell you Milwaukee was a fraud last season. Yeah. And certainly the Heat, I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know if I want to call them a fraud, but I still feel like the Heat could get past the Bucks. I don't feel like they could get past Brooklyn. I don't feel like, I mean, even last night, Phoenix, like, that team's just too good for them right now.
Yeah, and Solana, to the Suns' point about the playoffs and all the shots, Chris Paul was so conservative last night. He didn't try to drive. He didn't try to make anything happen. I think Chris Paul will take over that offense when it matters in crunch time.
He never has, though. Like, that's the biggest criticism of Chris Paul, that when it matters, right, he falls short time and time again in the playoffs, but.
I think that's why they brought him in as a vet. If he doesn't do it, they're going to fail. I'm with you. If he can't do what I just said, they won't beat either of them L.A. teams.
The Heat, they'll play the Nuggets tonight, a 10 p.m. start time, second night of a back-to-back. Let's get to weather from the Exogen Weather Center. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Has been sunny throughout the day, though. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 60s. That is your weather.
All right, very good. Clay Ferrero, our friend from Local 10. We'll have a little Ferrero side chat next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
I'm Batman.
Hock and Crowder.
Clay Ferrero's jam.
Oh, yeah. I know Clay and Rick got a bunch in common.
For real. What did they have in common, Rick James and Clay Ferrero? Oh, hi. I may have been too quick to agree with you. I
just, man, got game, just know how to talk to the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Clay smooth. Rick was smooth.
Was Rick smooth, or did he just have a lot of drugs? and people wanted them, and so.
He was aggressively smooth, if that's a thing.
Yeah, that was a good song. Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Clay Ferrero, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10 here in Miami. Hello, Clay.
Hello, Hawk. I like that. Aggressively smooth. It's like a contradiction in terms, and yet you can kind of see how it might work, especially if you have a lot of money.
Everything about this show, the contradiction in terms, and it really makes no sense if you really start to peel it back, but somehow it works.
I love it.
That's a great
Stayed up late last night, watched the Heat game. Gonna stay after what you saw, are you going to stay up late for tonight's game?
Yeah. I mean, you're playing a great team, and, what I think was a little frustrating is, you know, it seemed like things were really flowing for them nicely. And then the bench is when things really fell apart. And the other thing is, look, Phoenix is an outstanding team, and you're hoping that you could potentially see them again, although I don't know if they're good enough to beat the Lakers. I don't think losing a game like that makes you feel any differently about the season, as long as that injury to Jimmy Butler isn't something significant, which it doesn't seem as though it is.
And, yeah, Clay, last night came out, they scored 34 in the first quarter. They were up. And you're like, okay, I really believe Phoenix. Some people, like a texter said, they're a fraud earlier in the show. I believe in Phoenix. But what happened in the second and the fourth? You just brought up the bench. Was that the bench? Because, bro, 16 points and 14 points in a quarter is not going to cut it in this day's NBA.
No, it was terrible. I mean, that second quarter, and actually it started at the end of the first quarter once the bench came out there. And I think it's one of those things where typically the Heat bench gives you something. And for whatever reason, I don't know what it is about Dario Saric, but he's just one of those guys, and you know they call him random heat killers on Twitter, and he's just one of those guys that for whatever reason, whenever they play him, he finds a way to destroy Miami, and he did it again last night. Terrence Ross is another one of those guys. I mean, you can go down the line of guys who just for whatever reason destroy the Heat, and he's one of them. But he wasn't the only guy off the bench that did that, and so I just think it was one of those things that. You know, once it snowballed, it fell apart, and whatever they were doing early on, they couldn't get back to it. But look, it's the NBA. It's one regular season game. I don't make too much of it. And, you know, they're coming off what was a really nice win at Portland a couple of nights previous. So, but it is important that they bounce back tonight.
Who are some of the other Heat killers? Didn't we talk about this? The random Heat killers.
Wayne Ellington was one before they signed him. You know, which
Paul,
I thought
Paul
like
Millsap.
Those,
Paul Millsap used to have career games against the Heat.
He
Who
did,
are some of the
Millsap
other ones?
Millsap was at least a good player in general, though. You know, like before he got up there in years a little bit. But like, it's these guys who. Like I don't know, they average like 8 points a game, and then they play the Heat, and their averages go up to like 27. There was another one.
There was
Terrence Ross.
He already mentioned Terrence Ross.
In the playoffs
several years ago, probably more than several years
ago. Ilyasova. Ersan Ilyasova is another one.
Was it Ersan Ilyasova? No, but in the playoffs, who am I thinking of? Somebody text this in, 786-360-790. It was a white guy. He was like a gnat.
Oh, Dellavedova?
No, the little guy that guarded LeBron for the...
Yeah, wasn't it? I think Matthew Dellavedova annoyed LeBron.
You talking about J.J. Barea? J.J. Barea?
It was J.J. Barea, Dallas.
Yep.
J.J. Barea.
Yeah, J.J. Barea.
There are these random
Saric is one of those guys. Yeah. Saric is one of those guys. And so, but yeah, I don't make too much of last night. I do think it's important they bounce back tonight. And again, the health of Jimmy Butler is the most important thing, from what happened last night.
Yeah, that really is. But speaking of like that and injuries, so let's assume Victor Oladipo's gone for the season for all intents and purposes, because it's just been too quiet to think otherwise, right? I mean, there seems to be a void of hearing anything. That loss is really significant. Even though we only saw him for a cup of coffee, you can kind of tell that loss is significant, right?
Oh, yeah, as far as the long-term projection for this team, yeah. I think the thing that Oladipo gave you was that extra ceiling and somebody that, hey, if you're going to take on a team like Brooklyn, and I mentioned this right after they got him, there are very few teams that can throw out the type of length and athleticism defensively that the Heat can, assuming Oladipo was in the lineup. And, I mean, they had five guys in Oladipo, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Andre Iguodala, and Trevor Ariza, that you throw those five guys on the floor, and good luck to every wing player and guard player going up against them. So, you know, you take away one of those guys, and then all of a sudden, you go back to having somebody on the floor who can be targeted on the defensive side of the ball. And so, yeah, I think as far as – I don't know that it's that big of a deal short term. I think Kendrick Nunn can certainly – fill that void in the starting lineup short term, but long term, yeah. And I'm not quite as pessimistic yet. I think we really got to see. Hey, is this one of those things where it doesn't sound like it's a torn ligament. It doesn't sound like something that is a structural issue. So is it one of those things that maybe you just take it easy until the playoffs? So to me, it's like let's wait and see until there's an announcement as far as whether or not he's done for the year. But no, if we're presuming that, yeah, I think the long-term trajectory for this team changes quite a bit.
And Clay, another concern from last night was Ayton. And, you know, they switch off. If Bam's not on him, now I saw, Jimmy down there fighting with Ayton a couple of times. I think Kendrick Nunn got on him one time. And then you bring up Saric. Both of those guys are 5'11". I mean, 6'11", sorry. Those seven-footers, you know, we have a lack of size. Is that the guy we need to put in when they start doing that? Precious, could he step up? When we get sized out, I'd put it. What's the answer when the Heat start getting sized out? And I believe they did last night.
Yeah, well, it's got to be Dedmon. I think the unfortunate thing is with Precious is you can tell that, man, the want to is there, the energy is there, and long term, I'm still very optimistic about – who he can be as a player, and yet you can tell short-term too much just kind of gets thrown off, that whether it's he's not in the right spot or, he's got one speed right now. And there was a point last night in the game, I don't know if you guys remember it, but he got the ball down low. It was a beautiful feed from Butler. I think he was probably about 3 or 4 feet from the basket. Chris Paul was on him, and Precious turned around and threw it about 3 feet over the basket and hit the backboard on the other side. And, you know, it's just he's not at that point yet where Bam has gotten to where the game slows down to him. So I think it's got to be Dedmon, because Precious at this point, I'm not sure you can count on the quality from those minutes, especially. And, again, everything we're talking about to me, Channing, is let's say they get into the playoffs and then – they're getting sized out, right? Like, the regular season doesn't bother me as much, but when you get into the playoffs, who do you have that you can trust to go up against the Joel Embiid? And to me at this point, it's Bam. Hopefully it's going to be Dedmon, and I think that's got to be it. So, yeah, I think at this point, I don't know that you really want to count on Precious for those minutes quite yet, and it's probably got to be Dedmon.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10. So how are you splitting up your attention? We've been talking about it. Like, you got the Marlins, you got the Panthers, you got the Heat, you got Inter Miami's going to be starting. Like, how are you splitting up your attention here? What has your most attention right now?
Well, right now it's Inter Miami, because I just left Ray Hudson's house, by the way.
Oh, really?
He's
a character, man.
He's great, man. And everything about him is genuine. And I love people like that who are, like, they're characters, but it's not a facade. Like, his passion, he just oozes passion. So, anyway, I just left his house because we got the game coming up on Sunday on Local 10. The home opener is actually going to be on our air. So, I got him to sing to us. So that's always fun. So we'll run a story on that tonight at 5.
Yeah, Ray Hudson is a tremendous character. Any soccer fan down here knows him. So when you go to Ray Hudson's house, like, does he offer you food? This kid, this is interesting to me. Does he say,
yes,
hey, this,
yeah,
I just whipped this Vegemite sandwich up? And I know he's not Australian, so, but I just, like, you know, something weird. Something like, hey, here's a bowl of haggis for you.
You sound like Jim Carrey. Yeah, I walked in and he goes, yeah, let's throw another shrimp on the bobby. Exactly what he gets. He's not Australian. Goodness. No, here's the funny thing. So, I mean, just couldn't have been nicer. We kind of concocted the idea to do this story this morning, and just texted him. And middle of his busy day, he's preparing for, said, hey, can you get with us on like an hour's notice? And couldn't have been nicer. Sure, come to my house. Walk in, first thing he does is offer us water, food, whatever, and just couldn't be nicer. And funny thing was, he lives on the water, and he used to live in a house like two houses down, but he was eyeing this house on the water for years, and finally the people decided to move out, and he just knocked on their door and said, hey, I want to buy this, and he was able to buy the one two houses down because it had a beautiful view of the water.
And, Clay, that situation, just listening to it, sounds crazy to call somebody and, you know, go over their house. Have you ever gotten a situation like that where you weren't as comfortable as you were today, where you walk in and, this was a bad decision?
Let's see. You mean other than every time I walk up and I see you in the press box at games? I get nervous. I get starstruck.
Every time he calls in to be on this show and he doesn't know how we're going to open. Yeah.
No.
The next thing you know,
like,
10 minutes later, he's crying, talking about his childhood as a heavy individual.
The funny thing is, that makes me comfortable. No, you know what it is? With sports, no, but man, like, the last year has just been crazy because, you know, we've had to cover more news stuff. And so, like, I think I had to do a story on people who were getting eviction notices despite the fact that legally they weren't supposed to be getting them in, you know, so, like, having to do some of these news stories where, you know, people's lives, like, to me, that's uncomfortable. Is going in cover, and, you know, obviously it's nothing compared
to
the people who are actually going through it.
You're the wacky sports guy. They're sending you on eviction stories.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the way things go when you know, sports went away, and, you know, it's our number one job in this is as a public service, right? And we understand that getting into it. When hurricane season comes, man, we got to go. We got to go out and stand in the stuff that people don't want to. And yet, as much as I love the sports side of my job, and that's what I got into this for, our number one job is to make sure that people are informed. So, you know, and as crazy as it sounds, like if you help somebody in one of those situations, even if it is uncomfortable for you, then it's incredibly rewarding. So, but yeah, I mean, so to answer your question, Channing, like doing sports stuff, okay, if somebody tells you no, they don't want to do an interview, all right, you move on with life. It's nothing compared to some of the stuff that our news people have to go through on a daily basis, for sure.
A very well thought out answer. A little throwaway question at the end. Clay.
You weren't planning on me going into your commercial break, were you?
Clay's got nothing in common with Rick James. Nothing.
Clay has a heart. You know what? He has nothing in common with you, Hawk. That's what it is.
I can hit that note, though. I can hit that. Give it to me, baby.
Oh, give it to me, baby. Hey, Rick. Yeah. Was that Rick? That was Clay.
You want to hear my Bill Clinton impersonation?
Ooh, yeah.
I've been working on this for 30 years. You ready?
Okay.
Did someone say, give it to me, baby?
That was very good.
Did you hear that? It was very good.
Clay.
I was actually expecting you to work in his love for McDonald's somehow, though. I was expecting like
you want to hear my Ronald Reagan?
No. Do this for me. Order.
Be happy to.
Act like you're Bill Clinton going through a McDonald's drive-thru and what he would order.
All right.
Well, hey.
You can't smile when you're doing Clinton.
I would like a shamrock shake. Hold the shamrock. Let me just see that shake, baby.
All right, I take it back. It's terrible.
What do you think, Clay?
I claim a little Rick James
on the way out, Solana. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Clay Ferrero Variety Hour with Mark Hockman and Channing Crowder.
I just came for the shake. I don't want the shamrock or just the rock. No sham.
Come get him, Clay. Come get him.
All right. See you, Clay.
35 years you worked on that, huh?
Man. Yeah. All came crashing down during this interview.
Right.
See you, Clay.
I'm so sorry. Take care.
Yes, sir. Clay Ferrero from Local 10. Ay. All right. Let me talk about the Get Upside app.
Did you say up?
Yeah, I said up. I don't know what you're talking about. Get Upside app. I have been talking about this app for weeks now. You go to the App Store, go to Google Play, you'll see an app called Get Upside. You download it, you put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H. If you haven't downloaded and used Get Upside yet, you are just saying, I don't want free money. And who says that? Again, download it, put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H. I use it. And my GetUpside account keeps getting bigger and bigger. Millions of people have earned over $100 million using GetUpside. $1 million cash back is being earned every week. Usually when I'm talking about a product or a place or a service that I endorse, generally you're the one spending money, right? I say, hey, you need this, and then it's going to cost you money. This is for you to earn money. It doesn't cost you anything. I mean, it's mind-numbing. I know. It's mind-boggling, but it's the truth. Download the GetUpside app. Download it right now. Put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H, and you could be getting up to 50 cents per gallon back. You download the app, put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H. You could earn up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up, and then up to 25 cents cash back per gallon every time you fill up after that. You get paid by the GetUpside app whenever you want your money. So if you've got $30 in your GetUpside account, you want them to PayPal it to you, want them to send you a check, you want it on a Starbucks gift card, however you want it, it's yours. You want to keep that GetUpside account moving and rolling and adding to it, and say you get a significant amount. I had someone text me the other day. They've got a little over $400 in there. You can do that too, however you want it. You got to download the GetUpside app, put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H. Do that right now. Trust me on this one. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Hawk and Crowder.
Today's show, while we have jammed a whole heck of a lot of entertainment into 49 minutes already, today's show is a loaded potato, Crowder. In the 3 o'clock hour, our friend Dada 5000 is going to join us.
Ball of entertainment. A big-ass ball, but a ball of entertainment.
He is a character.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, our last broadcast at Twin Peaks and Davie, we used to do every Monday at Twin Peaks and Davie before the pandemic. I believe our last week there before COVID shut everything down, Dada 5000 joined us out there, and he's got some event coming up in May, and he's got some pay-per-view thing this weekend that involves those slap fights. You know, you ever seen those online, those Russian slap fights where just
crazy.
One guy just slapping the face, and then the other dude gets to slap the other guy's face. So,
Don't do that. You know what? Tried to get Dada to slap me at Twin Peaks, if I remember correctly.
I'm an instigator. Yeah, I'm an instigator.
Don't do that, man. Let me fight a vice principal. Don't try to make me fight Dada 5000.
Best backyard fighter. So Dada 5000 is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to relive a moment from this show 1 year ago today. It is one of my favorite moments that has ever transpired, and it is Solana's sad sports update. So we'll relive that in the 3 o'clock hour. Crowder continues his quest to be a mega superstar personality within a year or two. I've always said he's wasting his time on AM radio with me. That this dude should be doing, you know, NFL Today and every mainstream show, because he's got such a great personality. And then the world is kind of discovering Crowder through the I Am Athlete podcast, which I saw yesterday. Chad Johnson tweeted out that there's over 500,000 YouTube subscribers now, which is ridiculous. I mean, just a ridiculous accomplishment. And the I Am Athlete podcast, just blowing up. People love it. And then today, Crowder went on the Pat McAfee show. And a whole new audience was exposed to Crowder's hijinks. And I'm watching some of the highlights on Twitter. You can follow Pat McAfee on Twitter. And the Pat McAfee show tweeted out some of Crowder's appearance today. But that is, my son does not like sports radio. He doesn't like any of the TV shows, really. Certainly doesn't listen to this show unless he's in the car and my wife happens to put it on. But my kid loves the Pat McAfee show. And I sent a tweet to him that, you know, he's doing virtual school. And so I just texted him across the house a clip of you on Pat McAfee. And he texted back, "That's my guy." And he wasn't talking about you. He was talking about Pat McAfee. But yeah, so you had fun on that show, huh? That's a fun show, right?
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. And then Pat's always going to hit you with a cuss word early, so then you're comfortable
yes.
to cuss.
Loosens you up.
Yeah. Well, we're cussing now? Oh, yeah. Well, let's just talk. So, but it was cool, yeah. And the I Am Athlete pod opens up. Brandon Marshall went on there 2 weeks ago. And then after me and Brandon's back and forth, when he got all hot, then Pat wanted to bring me on. But no, it was great. And I follow Pat. I don't, you know, your son's a, you know, crazy fan. I've watched a couple episodes, but it was fun, man. And it's crazy. My little Twitter's blowing up. Everybody wants to argue with me, but I don't argue
with
everybody.
Yeah, he's super popular, man. But there's some good stuff. There's some good Crowder stuff on the Pat McAfee highlights that I watched today. So look at that. Look out, world. Crowder's knocking at the door. Gonna be me and Solana and Tuan Russell before you know it. We're going to be watching Crowder on some big old show. Well,
I ain't giving up.
Happened to
baby.
Me before. It'll happen again.
Hawkman and Crowder, baby. This is fun. This is right. My enjoyment of
fun.
The day. Yes.
We do have fun. And like I said, the next hour, Dada 5000, I'm sure, will make it fun. Let's take a break. 3 o'clock hour and your next code word. Next chance to win $1,000. That comes up next here on Hawkman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come on, zebra cake.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.